Hello, friends. Hello, everybody. What a great opportunity we have to be here together. A great opportunity to reveal the greatness of the Creator and learn from the teachings of the great ones before us. You know, we overcome so much to be here, and we work so hard to reveal this connection, make what's best of this connection between us. And now we are given yet another great moment. We have excellent resources. We have our Rav, and we need to be sure to always give thanks to the Creator for what we have. So let's make best of this lesson. Let's move forward. Let's bring contentment to the Creator, and let's show how strong our desire is, and let's move forward up the ladder. L'chaim, friends, and let's turn over to Petitikva and enjoy this excerpt.
Keta makor mispar echad.
Excerpt from the source number one. The essence of man's work should be how to come to feel, taste, and bestow in contentment to one's maker. Since all that one does for oneself removes him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. Conversely, if one acts in order to benefit the Creator, even if it is the smallest act, it is still considered a mitzvah, commandment. Again, the excerpt number one. The essence of man's work should be how to come to feel, taste, and bestowing contentment to one's maker. Since all that one does for oneself removes him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. Conversely, if one acts in order to benefit the Creator, even if it is the smallest act, it is still considered a mitzvah, commandment.
Active workshop question. What does it mean to benefit the Creator? Active workshop question, what does it mean to benefit the Creator?
Like the example with the mother and her children. So the mother very much wants the children to be okay, and between them also to be good children. And this is how we in the tent should also have such relations, that this will bring contentment to the Creator. And everything that we do in that direction is apparently beneficial.
Yeah, the evil inclination, the ego, was created so we can be independent, different from the Creator, standing on our own, yet overcoming the ego and becoming similar to the Creator. And that's what the Creator wants us to help us, to, for us to help each other do, to help the friends approach Him.
For the benefit of the Creator, it means to be similar to Him, to come closer to the purpose of creation, which means to bestow to the friends, to come out of yourself, and only care for others.
To do what the Creator wants us to do. We don't necessarily understand or know or feel or understand how to feel. Maybe what's important is to want the light to influence, for the Creator to do His will, so we will truly be a serving vessel.
It also refers to the restriction of our nature, of our ego, to receive for myself. It's about annulment, annulling the self, myself.
Right. To do things not for my own benefit, but to be focused on the connection between us, on the desire to be connected as one man with one heart, and to be in a mutual prayer constantly outside of me in that way to bring contentment.
Yes, actually, all of the deeds that we do toward the 10 above reason, so that it doesn't matter what I think, what I feel. What's important is that the friends will feel good. So this seems to me as an act which is in order to benefit the Creator.
Hello.
Every thought, even the smallest, when it's still not, if it's not in the direction of the person but outside of him, is already for the sake of the Creator. Even the smallest act, in thought, speech, or smallest action.
Yes. Connection.
Hello.
Can you hear me now? Okay, so do a deed for the benefit of the Creator is to ask for Him for the power to bestow to the friends, to ask for Him for the power to bestow to others, and also to receive from Him this power through the greatness that we receive from the friends. This is what moves us so that we want to be in such a connection with Him.
Power to do anything in the group comes from the friends, not from me, because in me there is the ego that doesn't want to do it. And it takes prayer and strength from above and a strong desire to be adhered.
Now, in the lesson, we have an opportunity to actually perform a deed for the benefit of the Creator. He very much wants us to turn to Him. So let's make an effort to do it together. So we should try.
Love of friends is a sufficient condition, a necessary condition to get to the Creator, to hear, to feel the hearts of the friends. That already brings strength to advance toward the Creator.
Second excerpt from the source. Those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, commandments, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, that is, above reason, in the greatness and importance of the Creator.
Our Creator, thank you for this environment. Connect us together to a vessel of bestowal for your sake. Help us become your partner. Spread your light in dark places and give us strength.